Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Masechtes Yuma, Perik Ches, Mishnah Beis. Ha'oichel, someone eats, Kekoiseves Agasev, someone eats on Yom Kippur, the shear of a large date. Kimaya, Uchagari Nasa, a large date that contains its pit. The pit is still inside, that's the size. If he eats that amount, it doesn't mean that he eats a date, he eats any kind of food, but that amount. Or if someone drinks the amount that would go into two full cheeks, chayiv, that's when he's chayiv karis. How come when it comes to other things, we say the shir achil is a kazayas? If someone ate something that's not kosher, he's chayiv if he eats a kazayas. How come over here we have a different shir? And the answer is in regard to other isurim, the Torah says eating. And a kazayas is called eating. Here, on Yom Kippur, the Torah doesn't hinge really the chayiv karis in eating. One is chayiv karis if he doesn't engage in inui. That means he's not afflicting himself. He's not kind of uncomfortable. If you eat less than a kaseves hagasa, even if he ate, he's still uncomfortable. He doesn't feel all that much better. That's why he's not chayiv karis unless he eats this amount for eating a kaseves hagasa and for drinking a maloy lugma. Vaitra zakt de Mishnah. Kaloi chalin mitzdarfin la kaseves. Suppose a person eats a half a date of meat and a half a date of fruit. As long as it adds up to a kaseves hagasa, he's chayiv. V'chal ha-mashkin mitzdarfin la maloy lugmav. The shear is two cheekfuls. If he has half that amount in milk and the other half in juice, it doesn't make a difference. He's still chayiv. However, ha-oichel v'shoise ain't mitzdarfin. We don't combine food and drinking. Let's say someone ate a half a date of food and he drank half a cheekful of some type of mashka. Then he's not chayiv. So again, in our Mishnah we learned that there's a different shear on Yom Kippur than there is in regard to other inyanim of achila. In other places the Torah says achila is called a kazayis. Here, the chayiv karis isn't so connected to achila, it's much more connected to a person feeling comfortable. And therefore, even if he ate a kazayis, he's not all that comfortable yet. One wouldn't be chayiv unless he ate a kaseves hagasa. Then he no longer feels the pain. A kaseves hagasa, a large date that has its pit in it. That's how big it has to be, whatever he's eating. And for drinking, the shear is a maloy lugmav, two cheekfuls. We learned different types of food can be combined to the shear of a kaseves, different types of mashkin can be combined for the shear of a maloy lugmav. But if he eats half a shear and drinks half a shear, then he would not be chayiv. Although we say that a maloy lugmav means to fill up two of your cheeks, the Gemara says, it doesn't mamish me to fill up two of your cheeks, but it looks like his cheeks are full. If you would move it over to one side, it would look like his cheeks are full. That's enough for him to be chayiv. Now, when it comes to eating, here's the interesting thing. We said a kazayis is less than a kaseves hagasa. So in a way, it's like a shtikl kula by Yom Kippur. You're not chayiv until you eat a kaseves hagasa. When it comes to drinking, it could be different. Generally, if something is asked to drink, like blood, he wouldn't be chayiv until he drinks a revias. That's a revias halug. That's anywhere between 3 to 5 ounces. On Yom Kippur, once he drinks a malay lugmav, he would be chayiv. Now, how much is a malay lugmav? Well, really, it depends on how big your cheeks are. But by an average person, it's actually less than a revias. The Gemara understands when it comes to drinking, even less than revias would satisfy the person. It may not be considered drinking a pialacha, but for Yom Kippur, it's enough to say that he's chayiv. Now, you also have to understand, when we say a person is chayiv if he eats a kaseves hagasa, that doesn't mean if he eats a drop and a long time later eats another drop. He has to eat it within a certain time frame. And that time frame is called a kedei achilas pras. Maybe you remember that from Masechtas Erevin. There are many different shitas as to what a tach kedei achilas pras is. It can be anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes. But if a person ate a little bit, and after a shir kedei achilas pras, ate a little more, that's not called eating the shir of a date. Each one is separate. Now, what does this mean? Does this mean if I have less than the shir, I'm allowed to eat it? No. It just means one wouldn't be chayiv karas. If someone has to eat on Yom Kippur, because the doctor says he has to eat, so he's supposed to ask the doctor, what if I eat only a little bit at a time? Would that be okay? If the doctor says yes, then he should figure out what's considered less than a kaseves hagasa. and he has to measure by his cheeks what's the shear of mali lugmav, and he would eat less than that amount, wait, and later on eat a little bit more, and so on. Same is true for drinking. Although by drinking there may be a different shear as to how much you have to wait in between.